This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 262 for Wednesday, February 12th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are lower on Wednesday due to declines in the Chicago soy complex and European rapeseed. At the final settlement, the March canola contract loses $3.80 at $660.80 per ton, and the much more heavily traded May contract gives up $5.40 at $669.70 per ton. A broker suggests canola could be temporarily out of buyers. He notes that today's losses are only for the fourth time in 20 sessions. The broker notes that Canada's tightening canola supply will limit how far prices can go down. Support for canola is coming from increases in Malaysian palm oil. However, losses in crude oil are weighing on the vegetable oils. The Canadian dollar is higher on Wednesday afternoon, with the loonie at 70.01 U.S. cents compared to Tuesday's close of 69.9. The United States Energy Information Administration reports ethanol production averaged 1.08 million barrels per day, down 30,000 barrels per day from last week. A large winter storm is set to drop snow over a large area of the U.S. Midwest, which will help protect the region's winter crops. In South America, Argentina and southern Brazil are forecast to get rain sometime over the next 10 days. The rest of Brazil is to be drier. After the U.S. Department of Agriculture leaves its Brazil soybean estimate at 169 million tons, Ag Resource raises its call to 172.3 million tons, but Patria Agronocisos lowers its projection to 165.9 million. Meanwhile, export group ANIC ups its Brazil soybean export estimate for February to 10.1 million tons. ANIC also ups its call on Brazil corn exports for this month to 1.3 million tons. Elsewhere, the European Commission reports its wheat exports of 13 million tons are down 36.2% from a year ago. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Wednesday afternoon. The March contract falls 16 cents at 10.28 per bushel. March soy oil drops almost a half cent at 45.66 cents per pound. March soy meal is down $2.50 at $294.10 per short ton. Also in Chicago, March corn is up 6 cents at $4.90 per bushel. March oats lose 6 cents at $3.33. The U.S. wheat complex closes lower as Chicago March is down 3 cents at $5.74. Kansas City March sheds a penny at $5.91.5. And Minneapolis March gives up 3 cents at $6.15. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Wednesday, February 12th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.